Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A proposal to legalize bring-your-own-bottle restaurants in Boston is sparking the latest debate about booze and regulations in the city. BYOB restaurants are legal and popular in Philadelphia and Chicago, as well as in several Massachusetts towns, including Needham, Rockland, Amherst, and most recently, Brookline.
But not in Boston, though that could change. Boston city councilors are considering a proposal to allow customers to bring their own beer or wine to some establishments. Supporters say it could help restaurants in neighborhoods that lack a vibrant dining scene, especially in a city where liquor licenses are few and expensive.
But others worry it would result in a two-tiered system, confining BYOB establishments to low-income neighborhoods while threatening restaurant owners who pay dearly for a coveted liquor license.
To suss out the pros and cons, we're joined by City Councilor Michelle Wu. She co-sponsored the BYOB idea, and she's with us now. Thanks for coming in, Councillor. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by City Councillor Ayanna Pressley, who wants to revamp Boston's liquor laws. She's got some concerns about the BYOB proposal. And Councillor Pressley, good to have you in.
Thank you for having us both.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you think allowing BYOB restaurants in Boston is a good idea or not? And if not, why not? You can give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, and you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Radio Boston. Councilor Wu, we've got you on mic now. So
okay, wonderful.
Give us a tell us why this proposal makes sense
so
to you.
So very briefly, Councilor Murphy and I are hoping that this proposal will spark more economic development in neighborhoods. The idea is that the city should be giving restaurant owners, small business owners, residents, every opportunity they can to make neighborhoods more vibrant and lively. And I'm glad that I'm here with Councilor Pressley because her work and her leadership on liquor license reform has really brought this issue to the forefront. And I just want to emphasize that the BYOB proposal is really meant to complement liquor license reform. There's certainly more to go in supporting her work and efforts.
And we're going to get into a little bit about Councilor Pressley's liquor license reform efforts. But I want to know more about your proposal. Would it allow BYOB restaurants all across the city or just in certain neighborhoods?
So this would just be for restaurants without liquor licenses.
Right.
State law prohibits any BYOB in restaurants that have liquor licenses. So we are exploring whether allowing restaurants to bring in their own beer and wine in smaller places that are just starting out, or maybe a lunch place that wants to expand and test out dinner hours, BYOB would be a way for them to get there.
All right. So, Ayanna Pressley, let me come to you. You've got some concerns about this, right?
I do. And first and foremost, I want to say that I do appreciate Councilor Wu and Councilor Murphy introducing this into the conversation.
You guys are being so civil, and you're sharing a microphone.
Okay. Well, listen, it's important that we explore diversity in restaurant models and culinary options in a world-class city. We should be doing that. And because of the work of myself and a broad and diverse coalition of people, we are where we are right now, and we can have this conversation. I do have several concerns. One, I'm concerned about the bottom line for restaurateurs. Secondly, I'm concerned—
When you say restaurateurs, you're talking about restaurateurs who have liquor licenses? Or any restaurateur?
Yes, restaurateurs that have liquor licenses.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the impact on their bottom line, and I'm concerned about the impact on workforce, in particular for our tipped workers. I'd also like to say that the impetus for my original home rule petition, which passed in July, was to address the disparity on our main streets and the growing wealth inequities. We had neighborhoods that were very dense and saturated with restaurants and neighborhoods that were deserts, really deprived for years because of the state liquor license law, which was really crippling small business in our neighborhoods. And so because of that legislation, we've now eliminated one of the most cost prohibitive barriers for aspiring restaurateurs, and that was the cost of a liquor license. They are no longer, the new licenses that we now have made available are not going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're going for $2,800. So, what that says to me is we need to continue to prioritize queuing up aspiring restaurateurs for these restricted licenses that we've just brought online and an increasing access to capital and to capacity. We didn't get everything we wanted in our first iteration. It's bold reform, but there's more that needs to be done. We need more licenses, and I don't want this to become a distraction from the larger wealth inequity issue.
Why can't we have both? I mean, why can't there be more licenses and BYOB restaurants for those establishments that are perhaps small, perhaps starting out, perhaps looking for more affordable ways to get customers in?
We may be able to, and I appreciate Councilor Wu saying that it's her intention that this be an enhancement. It took me 3 years before I could even put forth legislation. And so it's important when we're looking at these issues, people have great investment in this. We've got to engage every stakeholder. And I just want us to proceed at a pace which is deliberate and also that we're being thoughtful and fully inclusive because this could, if we're not thoughtful about it, it could hurt some of our larger goals about addressing wealth inequities and disparities on our main streets and providing an equity and opportunity to build community and wealth in every neighborhood.
Michelle Wu, I'd love you to respond, Ayanna Pressley, but I want to just ask you this very basic question. Do you make the case that this is a good deal for customers? That is, restaurants, the opportunity to bring a bottle of beer or a bottle of wine into a low-cost restaurant is a good deal for consumers?
Absolutely. And BYOB is, I believe, a win-win both for customers and for business owners. For customers, it's not just about, bringing in that wine of your choice or your favorite beer, but being able to go out more often. And if it's a decision between staying at home or going out to that local sandwich shop that might have a lower price point, but you'd enjoy it for dinner if you could bring in your own beverage, that's something that we want to encourage the residents to do as well. In other cities, we have seen liquor licenses and BYOB exist great side by side, and there's a flourishing BYOB scene to point to, often a different type of restaurant offering it than the full liquor license, and often one that's a little bit smaller or a little bit more innovative in their cuisine or just starting out.
Sure. So, Ayanna Pressley, we mentioned in the introduction this works in Chicago, it works in Philadelphia, for example, and it's worked in other communities around Massachusetts. Why not in Boston?
Well, again, I'm not here to register vigorous opposition.
Sure.
I'm just raising some critical questions. Again, our efforts to see liquor license reform, when I approached this issue 3 years ago, everyone said to leave it alone, that we wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
And it took us 3 years. And again, we had to engage a diverse stakeholders, a coalition of people, to see that progress made. I just want to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the hearing, I don't know that it's been scheduled yet, but that will provide us a venue to do that. But I do have some questions. Should we place restrictions by size of establishment? Should we implement a corking fee or only allow BYOB if there is no liquor license? And how do we consider enforcement and safety of patrons? Because there are liability concerns there as well.
Well, Michelle Wu, do you want to answer any of those? And I think Ayanna Pressley raised this bigger issue that the bigger problem here is liquor license reform, and this is a distraction.
So our proposal is simply to give Boston back the option of having BYOB at restaurants. It would by no means make BYOB a mandate at every single restaurant, so it would still be the choice of each individual business owner whether they wanted to offer this or not. What the ordinance says is that we'll have a hearing, and then Boston would then reverse the ban that's in place that currently prohibits this across the board so that our licensing board could put in place a process that makes sense. I believe that process needs to be community inclusive, so there would be opportunity for neighborhoods to register their input. And we need to have a conversation about all those details of how do we make this work both for residents and for restaurants.
And also the workforce. Again, I'm very concerned about the impact on tipped workers. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about restaurants is the role they play as economic anchors, again, in building community, building wealth. And 2 out of 5 people, their first job was in the restaurant industry. So I don't want that workforce to be negatively impacted.
And if I could just add on that tipped workers point, that's absolutely a priority across the city to advocate for an increased minimum wage for tipped workers. But BYOB, I believe, would also create more job opportunities across the board. So we're not talking about a situation where a restaurant with a wine menu would then have people coming in saying, I don't want to pay for your wine, I'm bringing in my own. This only applies to restaurants without liquor licenses. So it would be increasing the opportunity for more restaurants and more jobs available.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. We're talking about whether allowing BYOB restaurants in Boston is a good idea or not. Call us, tell us what you think, 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Michelle Wu, Ayanna Pressley, Boston City Councilors are here with us talking about this. And let's get a couple of voices from some local restaurant owners. First, let's hear from Gary Webster. He's owner of Down Home Delivery on Codman Hill Ave in Dorchester. And Gary, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. How's that? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really good to have you. Now, I understand that Down Home is a takeout, delivery, and catering business. You're in favor of BYOB. Why do you think, how do you think this would benefit your establishment?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to just make sure we stay focused on the options that are being provided here. One way or the other, I'd like to be someone, and I'm currently not a business that has one of the liquor licenses. I haven't even applied for one of the liquor licenses I plan to down the road, perhaps because my establishment, the size of it, in the corridor, which Four Corners lies, Codman Square, between Codman Square and Grove Hall, through that corridor is probably only two establishments that have the size, perhaps the capability to take advantage of the full liquor licenses at this point. Perhaps I'm one of them. But going forward, the option for BYOB for some smaller establishments along that same corridor, I think it's very important that we as merchants have the option to be able to, and this is not for the immediate future. Some will benefit immediately, but what I'm looking at for a merchant is as Boston grows from downtown and beyond, the vibrancy of Boston has to be filled throughout the neighborhoods, and being on the cutting edge of Lower Roxbury, North Dorchester, those are the areas that are going to expand, and that kind of vibrancy, I think, can be supported with the options of BYOB, as well as Council Press's initiative on the full liquor licenses. I'm in support on both ends, and I agree with you.
So you don't see that they conflict. In other words, you don't worry that bringing in BYOB restaurants could conflict with this aim to make more liquor licenses available?
No, not necessarily, because I think that the effort has to be put forward, and I'm perhaps on both ends where the research has to be done as to identify those kinds of restaurants that could benefit immediately from Council Pressley's end of it on the full liquor licenses, and then those that perhaps, if not this year, next year, could benefit down the road from BYOB or even as they groom themselves to be prepared for full licenses. Either way, I think the community has to be prepared for the growth that will come this way in the next few years, and I just believe that both give us the options to be prepared as that future comes towards us.
All right. Well, that's Gary Webster, owner of Down Home Delivery in Dorchester. Gary Webster, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. So here's another take. Hector Pena is the owner of Merengue Restaurant on Blue Hill Ave in Roxbury. And Hector, good to have you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Now, I understand that you have a beer, malt, and liquor license. You would be opposed to bringing BYOB restaurants into Boston. Tell me why.
Totally. I don't think that would be the answer to the need of some licenses in neighborhoods that they don't have that many. I think the playing field will be totally different for the licensee restaurant that already have a license and is paying a liquor license liability plus the license, so someone have the option to go to a liquor store, buy the bottle of wine for $7, and then bring it to the pizza shop. And also, who's going to be enforcing, like Councillor Presley says, how much will be enough? So you'll have a people coming with a case of beer, or, you know, I need a pizza and I'll bring my own beer. We licensees are forced to card people and make sure that no minor or people that have already have drink enough to not to serve them. Who's going to be, what is going to happen when the authorities come to a restaurant and someone is already drunk or is a minor? Who will be policing that?
All right, Hector, I think you raised some great questions. I want to put them on the table to our two city councilors here. Thanks so much for joining us. That's Hector Pena. He's owner of Merengue Restaurant in Roxbury. Michelle Wu, let me come to you on sort of Hector's point. Here's a guy who runs a small establishment, but he's paid a lot for a liquor license. One of the things he's talking about there is just this issue of fairness. You know, he's invested a lot in this. He doesn't want a BYOB restaurant opening up just down the road from him and drawing customers away.
Yeah, and first I'll just add, I'm a big fan of Hector and Nivia's. My husband and I were at his other restaurant, Vejigantes, for our Valentine's Day dinner, which also benefits from alcohol, from liquor.
So the question of how do we preserve existing license holders' investment is a big one, and that's applicable whether it's liquor license reform or BYOB. I think the larger focus of this proposal is making sure that neighborhoods overall have that vitality, have that plentiful set of options for residents. You know, we want every single neighborhood to be a destination, and there's a way to do that with BYOB and licenses.
But would BYOB hurt Hector's restaurant? Because that's what he's concerned about.
What we've heard from other cities that have BYOB is that it's not necessarily a in direct competition with licensed restaurants, because you're still only going to be able to go to that merengue or bejigantes if you want a cocktail or spirits or certain types of an atmosphere. BYOB is really about those smaller establishments. You know, maybe it is a pizza shop that will stay open longer hours, and it's the choice between staying at home for people or going out to that smaller establishment.
And Diana Presley, I'd love to get your response to what we heard from Gary Webster when he says he thinks BYOB could help him expand his business and really help revitalize that part of Dorchester.
Well, like I said, it's an interesting idea and it is an important conversation, and I'm glad that we're at a space in liquor license reform that we can have these conversations about exploring different restaurant models and culinary options. These are the sorts of conversations we need to be having as a world-class city. But again, I'm just want to make sure that the weigh-in is diverse. And that we're moving with a level of thoughtfulness and deliberate speed. I can tell you, having worked on this issue for 3 years, that was critically important that we were engaging stakeholders at every vantage point of this to ensure that we were going to address those larger goals without mitigating impact. Mm-hmm. And again, you referenced other cities such as Philadelphia and Atlanta and Chicago. And, you know, I would argue that Boston has a long way to go to arrive at the place that those cities are currently when it comes to inclusion and wealth building and enterprise opportunities. And I just want to make sure that we continue to be focused on the larger goals, which is to increase access to capital and to increase capacity for available licenses. That is the issue here. But I also do just want to say I'm a big fan of Down Home's fried fish. Mm-hmm. And so in that this inclement weather has been very tough on our small businesses, in particular our restaurants, Councilor Boone, I want to encourage everyone to please support Down Home and Merengue and every other small
spot.
Business
yep,
and restaurant in this city.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have that plug for local restaurants. Let's get a couple of callers. We've only got a few minutes left, but I want to give the callers a chance to weigh in. We've got a bunch of them online here. Rob is calling from Newton. Rob, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just moved up from the Philadelphia area this past summer, and so I think I have a great contrast to make. So some of the observations I would make for BYOs in the Philadelphia area.
Rob, our time is super limited. I want to hear one of your observations, if you don't mind, because our time is running short.
Okay, one of our, we noticed that most of our favorite international restaurants, our favorite Greek restaurant, our favorite Thai restaurant, were BYO. It seemed to be a common theme, and that as your guest mentioned, the entry into the marketplace for restaurants is lower if you don't have to have not only a liquor license, but also staff. And so that was a really common thing for us. And we just went out to eat more at these casual restaurants if we knew we could bring alcohol ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. So that sounds like a pretty strong argument in favor. Michelle or Ayanna, do either of you want to comment on what Rob said?
I think that's exactly what we're hoping for, is that we would lower barriers to entry for new businesses and entrepreneurs, give residents more options to go out instead of staying home, support the local economy, and overall create that sense of vibrancy with lots of different options.
And I just like to underscore that our liquor license reform legislation has eliminated one of those barriers, and licenses are now going for about $2,800. And we're still finding a challenge in building that pipeline of restaurateurs who can apply for those restricted licenses, because there is still a need for them to have access to capital for the startup and build-out costs.
So, Michelle Wu, we're going to be running out of time momentarily here, but what's the next step here? This is you're one of the co-sponsors of this program, proposal. What happens next?
Yep, we have yet to schedule the hearing, but that will be the first step to get lots of voices involved in the conversation to reverse the ban on BYOB in Boston. It's for it's about these barriers to entry. Also, for restaurants who are just starting out, having a liquor license and offering alcohol can be a huge cost with a lot of upfront purchases and shipments. So we want to hear from even those who do not yet have restaurants but might be interested, and residents as well. And we'll let you know about that date.
All right. And you've got to have the support of the mayor, who has expressed, I understand, some skepticism, but he hasn't sort of shut the door on it.
Yeah, right? Mayor Walsh is open to the conversation. We'll be listening to what people have to say.
All right. Well, the conversation and the debate will continue. Listeners, you heard it here. You can, if you didn't get on the air and you want to make a comment, put your comment at radioboston.org. Michelle Wu, Boston City Councilor at Large. She co-sponsored the BYOB proposal. Councilor Wu, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Ayanna Pressley, Boston City Councilor at Large. Thank you, Councilor, as well, for coming in.
Thank you.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, the dangers of reporting from abroad and how to keep journalists safe. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.